Hello, Audi Boo. Today is Monday, the 15th of September 2014, and we are all in the airport at the gate ready for boarding. Well, not quite yet, but we are sitting and waiting. There's Gav on my left.
Oh, yeah.
There's me. Hello. And there's Saskia on my right.
Hello.
So we're all three flying back together to England. Can't wait. And we even, Clara Sasky mentioned it, that she could sit close to us both. So we're going to be sitting close to each other in the plane. So I'm really, really, really happy. And then, oh, cute kid nearby. And then we can get to Costa Coffee and have a drink together, find somewhere for lunch in Birmingham, like maybe Subway. Send Mr. Greedy Guts Higgins to Burger King or something else. And then we'll go get the next train to Cheltenham. And then run inside, plug in the music, put my relaxing Christian music on, unpack and relax. So, what a great holiday. We really did. But it's time to go back home, where the holiday, as it were, continues, thanks to Saskia. But I thought before I keep yakking at you, I'm going to let you have some atmosphere.
It's English.
I know.
I'll pause this and then I will hopefully I might try when it's in airplane mode.
You are allowed to have your phone on in airplane mode.
Yeah, I know, I can record the takeoff.
Oh, but you know what? Because all the queue and the finding.
Well, Oliver, we're in the bus now towards the airplane. And I thought I'd try my best to audioboo us getting into the plane, and possibly I might audioboo the takeoff. My phone is now in airplane mode, or flight safe mode. It's a longer than usual drive to the plane from the bus, from the gate. And we are, as disabled people, we are allowed to board first. 2 weeks ago in Birmingham, they'd forgotten that. They'd took us to with the whole bulk of people. This time we have preference. Well, we're just first. One day I'd love to fly first class. Just like to know what the experience would be.
Fly what?
First class.
Yeah, it'd be good, wouldn't it?
One day.
Fly, would be good. See the airplane we're going into.
Yay!
The airplane that will bring us all to England.
Yay!
Birmingham cheese.
Silly. Ooh, I feel a bit queasy after this drive. I don't know why, but excuse me. Pardon me. Actually, you've done me a favour with giving me the money now, because I could maybe buy a cup of tea. Okay, no problem.
Was?
It'll still be 2 or 3 minutes before we can board the plane. Don't say vast, just wait for Miss Interpreter, Mrs. Higgins to interpret you.
Yeah, 10:22.
Show what? We get it.
We won't probably be flying until about 10 to 11 anyway.
Probably, but it doesn't matter.
No, I'm just saying.
We have all the day to spend together.
Exactly.
get off of Birmingham and I'm gonna hit that Burger King like a...
We're gonna hit that Subway like it's
Subway with meatball.
I might join you actually today, Saski, and have a meatball.
Suski, you can put, you've got your name on your suitcase. Or not?
I have like a little Saski thing like,
so you know what's yours?
Inside.
Oh.
So if it gets lost, people know.
Yeah, but you'll know where to put it, because you know.
But I know how mine looks like. It's the one that my mama gave me, like the backpack that's also like a trolley.
Well, I'm so chuffed now, though, on it, Enos, that we've,
It's a very, very good thing.
Our label's on. Okay, I never need it now.
Right, I'm going to pause this until we actually leave in the bus. Bus.
I'm going to get to talk to Kim tomorrow.
Okay, we're going, I think. Yeah, we're okay, we will.
I can't wait.
I'm going to order you now again, so just don't say anything you regret. No, I'm just joking.
Oh, I think there's another bus, like, with the other people.
Already?
Yeah.
What, disabled people?
No. Able. Oh, sorry.
Were they on the bus? I thought only we got on buses.
No, they get the bus too. They can't walk to the airplane. It's quite far.
It's just a very...
Bigger bus.
Bigger, yeah.
Oh, you thought we were going to leave, but we're still standing. No, sitting. Yeah.
Bye-bye, Germany.
Yeah.
And hello, hello country where my best friends live.
Not yet. Hello to England soon. You're right.
My shoulder, my elbow hurts.
Dear, you really did hit it bad, didn't you?
A few times, it wasn't just once.
I know.
Same place.
Oh no. An airplane's starting without us. No, I'm joking. I'm being silly now. I'm not
you
scared.
Are. And don't put your tongue out of me either, and don't kick me.
I'm no longer scared. I no longer get imagination.
Like,
what's the best messages? Hi,
Saskia.
The plane is gone.
Just every time I would get that imagination, I would just rebuke it and replace it with a really nice one.
Yeah.
So like. So like all three of us taking off together.
Yeah.
And all three of us sitting in Costa together. Yeah. Last time we did that in Birmingham in Costa Coffee, you weren't with us because it wasn't when we came back from Berlin over 8 months ago.
Which was an amazing experience.
Holy shucks. Seriously. Like this year is scarily quick.
That was great though, that was that Berlin.
It was.
Saski, it was amazing.
But just think, it's been 8 months, honey.
Yeah. Why?
8 months in a week. You know, you were with me at my first work day, like as a regular employee.
I know.
So I've worked with her now for eight months.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of you, by the way. I am.
I wouldn't have expected nothing less to that, all them brains. The amount of storage you got
no,
in there.
No, but on all seriousness, the first job, and they, you know, it seems to go really well, and I'm so happy for you and so proud of you.
Yeah, you were loads. It was down to them whether they can employ you, not whether you're good enough or not. You're amazing, you're so clever. It was down to them.
I am very, very proud of you.
Whether they could afford it.
Okay, now it's really going to happen.
Yay!
We are boarding. Now.
Get on your feet. Why?
Okay.
What?
Not yet. I shouldn't listen to you. Ever. Like, ever.
That's harsh.
Just joking.
Sorry, do you guys need
a meeting
assistant
for anybody? Yes. They're cool to you.
It's so lovely to be together.
Yeah, isn't it? I feel queasy. No.
Well, the air will help you.
Eh?
The air will help you.
Hopefully, yeah. Once we get out.
No, you do.
Okay.
No. You like now. Medicine?
ça.
Non, c'est assez. Parfait.
Yeah. The left side map.
Okay.
So stop. Stop there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
The seat number?
18. No, 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 19. 19.
Meine
Schaumarke
aus Nummer. Hello, good morning. 19 Charlie.
19 Charlie.
Morning.
Hello, good morning. Are you together?
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay. You both row 19.
She is 18.
Yeah, 18.
We're 19.
Okay, then. If you just want to turn to your right and head down the aisle.
Okay.
Hello, are you all together?
The yeah, seat backs are here if you want to.
Okay, that's it. Right, and you can see how many there are
until the exit.
Wow. At the moment, it's pushed far.
19 and Charlie, all right?
Yes,
Charlie and
Dee.
Yes, it's just these two here.
Is this the 18
seat? Which is C?
C is the aisle seat.
Okay, that's me, and he'll go D. I'll let him go first in that case.
Okay, and the D is the window seat.
Yeah, I'll let him go into the window seat first. Come on then, hubby.
What?
You can go past me.
I need to look
without up. Without falling over me, please.
Leave a look
yes.
up to your seat
from that phone.
Is it?
Yeah,
but
I'll see. I think I'd rather have it with me, actually, if that's all right. Thank you.
Yeah,
that's
put mine
perfect.
Under there and all,
actually.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, I'll fold my cane under into the seat pocket.
I'll pop it in the overhead locker if
oh,
that's okay.
Oh, that's even better. Yeah, it's fine.
Oh,
okay.
Those windows, easy.
What?
So I patted her on the head and said, so she did the same to me. Because she's cute.
So we're on the plane now, and I'm about to try and plug myself in without dropping my phone off the seat. That's the wrong way around, my darling. There we go. But now my thingy is twisted. Let's fix that, shall we? Silly Billy. Trying to audio it all and balancing my phone on my.
She's been so cute.
Actually,
what?
I'm thinking that I'm going to unplug myself again just to take my coat off because I'm getting too hot. Okay, oops. Sorry.
We're all flying together and that's why we're so scared. You can see our little head.
Let's fly
there,
together.
Right there, all of it. Works in the back, all in the front. I'm going to do the trying to crop your head up.
Hello. I'm behind you.
I know.
We're all cozy, man.
Oh. I'm still recording, by the way, so...
Oh, you're not going to put that on there, are you?
What? Behind you.
It's
too late now.
Not that, I mean, it's cute and sweet and all that.
Oh, it's too late now.
How embarrassing.
Oh, it's still embarrassing.
Well, people know not, you know it.
You didn't say you'd pee in it, did we?
We know. I've dreamed of me, girl. And you're so welcome here in the flat, Susie.
Yeah, always. Here we go. I am plugged in. I'm belted, my seat belt's on, and I managed to pull it nice and tight because I've got a skinny frame now.
And you're going to keep it that way?
Certainly will.
It'll work hard.
So here we are, and I'm gonna pause it now until we are taking off. Yes, this is the fun part, peoples.
If you wouldn't mind placing all your belongings underneath the seat in front of you in the overhead locker, ensuring they do not block the aisle or emergency exit rows. Once you are seated, please fasten your seatbelt securely. Please fasten your... May I remind you that we operate a non-smoking policy. This includes electronic cigarettes. Mobile phones and portable electronic devices may be used until the doors are closed when we require you to select the flight safe mode. Please not stow any laptop computers in the cabin baggage underneath the seat in front of you in the overhead locker. And remove any headphones in preparation for departure.
Okay, an hour and 24 minutes, right, smoking.
Cabin crew, doors to automatic and cross-check, please.
Yeah, to be fair.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. From the flight deck, it's the captain speaking. My name is Neil McCall, and a hearty welcome aboard Flybe Zebra Jet Service back to Birmingham. Ollie Kettinen is on the flight deck with me this morning in the cabin looking after your safety and the service. You've got a lovely cabin staff. You've already met Libby and Jenny. We'll be starting up and taxiing out very, very shortly for the southwesterly runway. It's going to be a right-hand turnout on track. Our routing today takes us up past Karlsruhe into Belgium airspace, across the channel to Lambourne, just short of London, and then turning up right to Birmingham International. We'll be cruising at 36,000 foot above sea level. That'll be our final cruising altitude. Flying time 1 hour and 30 minutes. Sorry, 1 hour and 25 minutes. Ollie's going to be doing the flying for us, and he'll chat to you after takeoff with some more flight information. We're en route, he's fine all the way back to Birmingham. Birmingham weather, when we left it, had a bit of reduced visibility. That'll hopefully have cleared up by now, and turning into a very nice day. We'll give you the actual surface conditions as soon as we get into radio contact with them. In the meantime, please relax and enjoy the flight with us.
Where is he from?
Sounds Australian.
Yeah, doesn't it? I thought so too.
First I thought it was going to be Brummie. And then I thought, he's all the Australian on New Zealand.
That's exactly what I thought.
See, good with accents?
Yeah, no, so it's, I recorded this, so it's kind of cool.
What I'm thinking as well is, you know, said that when they left Birmingham, so they've already been to Birmingham.
Looks like it.
And they come here to pick us up and then go back to Birmingham again. That's boring. That's like a train driver going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Or bus driver, yeah?
Hey, you know what? They even have like an empty seat next to me, so I have the entire room for myself.
That depends if someone sits down.
I don't think so. If they're already starting the announcements, probably everyone.
I was going to say, what we're going to say, because there was three seats in our row, no one sat in ours. Or no one sat one of them. We could have had Saskia sat there.
Yeah,
never mind, she's right there with us.
Look, exactly. We're only two seats in the aisle. And we can still hear her, don't we? Behave.
I am behaving.
I'm just trying to audible it. I'm sorry, but every other blind person audibles at least one flight, or at least a flight beginning.
Yeah.
And the landing. I find it quite cool, to be honest. Do you mind?
No.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We'd like to add our welcome to that of the captains. Your cabin crew today are Jenny and myself, Libby. We're on board for your comfort, but primarily for your safety.
She sounds cute.
May we please now have your attention as we demonstrate the safety procedures and equipment on this Embraer 175 aircraft. Your safety card is in your seat area. It describes the emergency equipment and procedures on board. Please study it carefully. The emergency exits are two doors at the front of the cabin and two doors at the rear. Please take a moment to locate the nearest exit, which may be behind you. If you are instructed to leave the aircraft urgently, the emergency floor guidance system will guide you to the nearest exit. You must leave all your belongings behind. If oxygen is required, masks will drop down from the panel above your head, held in a retainer. Remain seated and pull the yellow mask firmly from the retainer towards you. This releases the oxygen supply. Place the mask over your nose and mouth and breathe normally. Use the strap to secure the mask. Fit your own mask before helping someone else. The seatbelt is fastened, adjusted, and unfastened like this. Your life jacket is under your seat. If required, remove the jacket from its container and pass it over your head. Cross the tapes at the back and tie underneath the jacket in a double knot. Do not inflate until you are outside the aircraft. The jacket is inflated by pulling the red toggle downwards. Should it need more air, blow into this tube. It has a light and a whistle. We also carry children's flotation equipment. In preparation for takeoff, please ensure that your seatbelts are fastened, tray tables and seat backs are upright with the armrest down, and hand luggage is placed under the seat in front of you. May we remind you that we operate a non-smoking policy. May we wish you a pleasant flight.
I think my family would not be able to. I think if it's necessary, they can go without smoking. I mean, there was a 12-hour flight to Seychelles that they did, and they couldn't smoke all the time there.
They jumped off the plane and got the fag out.
Yeah, I bet they did, yeah. Just makes me glad that I don't smoke.
I mean.
What? Going to.
Here we go, people. We're speeding up a little bit, so I thought I'd record it again. I know many blind people before me have done this, so I'm not the first, but it's amazing. Different airlines and different planes and stuff. So we're speeding up quite a bit now. Back on now.
Nice.
gentlemen, please do now remain seated with your seatbelts fastened until the seatbelt sign has been switched off. We do recommend, however, that sudden turbulence is always a possibility, so please do take care when moving around the cabin. There are two toilets on board the aircraft, one located at the front, the other at the rear, and both toilet compartments fitted with smoke detectors. Ladies and gentlemen, we shall shortly be commencing with our drinks and deli service. We have our special Dunker combo deal today, where for just £3, you can have a Starbucks hot drink of your choice with a chocolate bar of your choice. We also have a selection of freshly made sandwiches, and our fillings today include bacon, lettuce and tomato. We have chicken salad as well as cheddar cheese plymouth.
Well, I'm going to turn this off now until we're landing. Alright, Audibu, we're about to land. We had a very, very good flight. Lovely English cup of tea after 2 weeks of no tea. And here we go. It's going down and a bit up and we're landing. I love that, I don't know why, but I love it. Certainly mine, as I'm Gav's wife, proudly, I must say. Yeah, I feel like my heart's landed back home. Strange feeling. Good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very warm welcome to Birmingham Terminal 2. Please do now remain seated with your seatbelts fastened until the aircraft has come to a complete stop and the seatbelt sign has been switched off. Please do be careful when leaving your seat and opening the overhead lockers, as items may have moved during the flight. May we remind you, in accordance with UK law, smoking is now not permitted within any of our public buildings. On behalf of Captain McCall and the crew, we hope you have enjoyed your flight with us today. We do look forward to welcoming you all aboard Flybe again soon in the very near future.
Don't know about very near, but certainly...
Sorry?
I don't know about very near future.
Well, if...
Too bad. And then we might not go to Germany till Christmas next year, and yeah. And I'm not going to say unless, because
I know, I don't want to hear.
I don't want to think about it.
No.